homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dhamma, and homage to the Noble Sangha. Today meditation is about Dukkha table. First of all, we pay our gratitude to the Great Noble Council of Arhata Brahmarealm for giving us this Dhamma. So let us go into slide 2. Here we are looking at a part of the great discourse in origination, the Mahanidana Sutta. And so Ananda, feeling conditions craving, craving conditions seeking, seeking conditions acquisition, acquisition conditions decision making conditions lustful desire conditions attachment, ajoshana. That is this cleaving to the idea, this is mine, this I am, this is myself. So it is apparent that we seek the self-view. That is what we are looking for. We regard form as beauty. And then this idea flows on to regard as pleasurable. And then it becomes self. And then permanent. From these ideas, we create volitional formations, sanskara. And then we cling to them. Now you can see there is a diagram here that we have this form, that this is element, dhatu, and then the underlying tendency is here. And the volitional formations have been marked between the bodhidaya of insistence to going bad day through fear. We have done stealing by going to work, so on, before. And now we cling to those volitional formations. We cling to volitional formations because of these elements. We misapprehend elements because of those volitional formations. For example, for a person who is killing animals, it is good for him to see a deer in his garden. But if you see a deer in your garden, then you are upset about it. You know, this deer is in my garden. But for a person who is killing, oh, it's good. Now I can kill this animal and live. So because of these volitional formations that we do, like killing, we misapprehend the form. In this case, the deer. Now you can see the self is marked in this curve over here. This is the arising of consciousness, round 4, 5 and 6. Now this A2, that is pressure because of elements, and C2, pain because of change of elements. A2 corresponds to elements and C2 corresponds to volitional formations. So in the middle you can see the self. Sensual desire means we like birth, aging. So in the middle of the curve we have self. This self is with suffering. Three kinds of suffering. Painfulness in change, painfulness as pain, painfulness in constructions. Among them, painfulness in constructions is a major thing for taking something as a gain. So it is subject to this decision making. So let us go into the third slide. At round 5, we have perception of self, atta, generated, and we seek self-view, atta ditti. We know that there is suffering due to volitional formations, as seen in the point C2 of the curve. The curve is dying part of the curve. This being the case, for what we have conceit, mana, is it that we become arrogant, atimana, because we have three kind of bad conduct, dusila, you know, like killing, stealing, or is it that we have conceit because we have wrong view? The answer is both. Now you can see this bell-shaped curve and the conceit, mana, because of self. Then this one is occurring because of the new object. So having seen something, new generated wave. So here we are talking about round 4, 5 and 6. Now you can see wave is traveling. Now, what will happen to this wave? Let us say you are in this right side of the diagram. Then you are in the beach and a wave is coming towards you. So this wave is breaking and it will not be flat at once. So there is a hump like this curve. Now imagine another wave is coming behind it, and then that one, the water from that wave will fall onto the top of this hump. So it may be falling to the A2 side. In that case, you can see the water is going away from you. And if the water is falling to C2 side, then it is coming towards you. So when the water is falling to C2 sides and it is coming, the wind is coming with it and you are happy. When it is falling to A2 side, means it's going backward. So that is the backward direction wave. In the beach, you can see the wave is coming and then it's going back as well. To understand this one thoroughly, we'll go to last slide, 9. So here you can see there is a diagram, and let us focus on the first diagram. And you know, underneath this insistence that this is truth, there is this delusion. From the delusion to the insistence that this is truth, let us say it is line X. This line X has the taint of ignorance. It is, in a way, is pointing towards the consciousness. Now, because we are coming from delusion. Now, that particular taint of ignorance as perception of permanency, we can mark from the insistence that this is truth pointing at the consciousness. So arrow is going upward. So when, let us say, this line from delusion to the insistence that this is truth, let us say that is line X, when that line X rotates around the center of delusion, let us say it is rotating 90 degrees, then the line from insistence that this is truth to the consciousness line will rotate, let us say 45 or so. So it is lagging behind. Now here we are talking about fifth round. The fifth round of the line X has rotated 5 rounds. Now, when you do that one, focus on the line here from misapprehension to the faculty of life. That line also rotating around the faculty of life. Now we have written over here 360 degrees rotation around the faculty of life. So what happened to this arrow that is going upward here? Now you can see it is moving and it is now pointing at the insistence that this is truth. And then you spin further, you can see it is pointing at the insistence that this is truth. And going above this misapprehension, it is still pointing downwards. So we are in the fifth round. And the perception of permanency is pointing downwards. Let us go 3 or 4 more steps. So that is the second diagram, steps 3, 4 of the fifth round. Now you can see when this line is rotated around the faculty of life, then you know, it's going a little bit the beyond the volition, and then it is, the arrow is now in the reverse direction. So it's pointing at the mental volition. So that is the reversing part. So this is the 5-3, steps 5-3. Now, this diagram is, you can see the other things are also written. The C2 greater than or equal C1, that means all goods lasted long time. For example, you might have got an Almira inherited from your parents, and they have made it from really good wood pieces, and they are lasting long. And the next one, B1 greater than B2, this B1 thought of self, and the B2 thought of permanency, that is the past. So you can see the new tools have novelty. You might have an equipment in your house like a liquidizer, it is a bit old, but if you take a new one, you know, it has novelty. And then A1 greater than A2, that is, A1 is perception of self. So stream of consciousness is maintained from new form. So now we were using this diagram just to explain that the wave that is coming towards the beach, and then it is reversing as it is what is dropping to A2 side. So you can explain that one using this diagram in a bit detailed way, how it is reversing. So let us go back to slide number 7 for you to see how we should investigate this Dhamma. You can see when we are going from birth to aging, then we are going from consciousness to the volition. When you are going from aging to sickness, we go from volition to perception. And when we go from sickness to death, then we go from perception to the form. So then you can see with a new form you are establishing your consciousness. So what we were looking at in that reversing part, you can see the birth to aging, and we are coming from consciousness to the volition, that is the round 5, step 3. So let us go back to the diagram we were in, that is slide number 3. Now you can see this reversing wave is coming up. So there is this reversing perception of permanency. Now you can draw this reversing wave A2 point to coincide with the upcoming wave, you know, coming towards the beach. So let us say it intersect at the point of C2. So you are drawing the curve and coming A2 and then meeting C2 point and then B2 and then dying down. So just focus on the point where we have C2. So this means the dying curve part, and we are adding the A2 part over here. So it looks like that you are adding two halves together. So it's making a full curve. In other words, adding them together, it like curve did not vanish. So you can see at the C2 point, adding two halves together. And so you make it a sort of a flat thing. The curve did not die at all. And that's how we get the self at the point of C2. So that's what we have written over here, that the C2 of the curve disappear when overlapping. This creates the identity view, Sakka identity at the middle, at point C2. You see, in this particular instant, we are happy. If this process hide the value of C2 to the extent that dying part is not visible at all. So that is what has happened. Now, adherence to rules and observances, sila buddha paramasa, is at the next column, just right side of C2, aligned with this consciousness part over here. And the pleasure that went inside misapprehension at round 4, step 4. You know in the Potali Sutta that the pleasure enter misapprehension from the left side, and the volitional formations are entering to the misapprehension as permanent. So And the pleasure went inside me, misapprehension at round 4, step 4, joined with the idea that volitional formations are permanent, embedded in it. We know that death of consciousness occurred at 4-2 from the advanced program, but we misapprehended it as permanent. The consciousness is dying, we are saying it's permanent. This permanency is inside the identity view. This permanency is because of pleasure. So here you can see, we have the idea exist, although we already had death of original formations. By the time we reach round 5, step 3, the conceit here is so much as we found what we were looking for. What we were looking for? We were looking for wrong view, self, atta. Why we become happy here? Waves came from both sides and self is reconstructed. So, and a good example over here is, let us say, school child lost his wristwatch and he is very unhappy and sad. And then his uncle, who is in this gem business, you know, having sold these gems and so on, he is just visit this little boy. And then this little boy is very unhappy, and then uncle is asking, why are you so sad? And then the boy is saying, uncle, I lost my wristwatch. So what he is doing, he take his wristwatch, it's a sort of a golden strap and so on, and son, you use this one. Now this boy is now thinking, oh, it was really good that I lost my wristwatch. That was not a good one like this one. So since I lost, I got this one. And so he's going to the school. And, you know, his friends are saying, oh, you are so sad. You are still sad because you don't have the watch, isn't it? And now this guy is actually pointing at them and showing the new watch. And then they are saying, oh, this is really good compared to what you had. Now you see, you can see, although you lost it, nothing happened to you because you got a new one. So in other words, this process, they hide the value of this vanishing point to the extent that dying part is not visible at all for this little boy. So this is how we get these identity views. So let us go into slide 4. So here we are talking about the round 6, step 4. You can see we have marked delight, value of delight, between feeling and name and form. So normally delight is nearby this birth. So it has exceeded, the value of delight has exceeded the feeling. So now to explain this one, if you extend this arrow, perception, misapprehension, and then it is actually going to the delusion. So delusion is actually pointing back and to the perception. And from the perception, it is coming with this black arrow, something like exist. And there is this contact to the left side of perception. And from the contact, we get something like idea, like can exist. To explain this one, let us say fish is swimming in water. Let us say this water pond is sort of with a big rock stopping the water flowing. And so fish can't go above the rock. And one day after big rain, now water is actually flowing and it is going over the rock. So now fish can actually swim and go over the rock. And what will happen? It will fall and then it will smash by hitting the rock of delusion. So it will use its back fin and flex the body and get into a puddle and think, I exist. So that idea that I exist is coming from this delusion part. So the perception, you can see this black arrow. This is the effect of the reversing perception of permanency, the A2 value that we were looking at a little while ago. So that is what we have written over here. Consider the black line as the backward curve, that is the dying part, C2. And consider the red line as the A2 side of the forward curve. Now they meet at the point of this name and form. Now you add half and half, then you can see we will get the identity view aligning with this name and form. That is what is written over here. Now, you can see the shifting of the identity view to the left. Remember, we are going from consciousness to volition. Now we are going from volition to perception. So we are coming like we are swimming from the right to the left. So whatever value we had with the identity view before in previous slide, that will be copied to this the adherence to rules and observances, Silabhata Paramasa. It's like you are swimming from right to left. So you will get the value it had at the point of identity view, and you will meet that value, and it is copied. This particular instance where we are talking about this delight, now you can see the delight enter this misapprehension. To understand this one, one can see a pregnant woman. You know, pregnant woman want to eat that food, and so she has got this the pleasure when you eat it, and she got the delight. Remember, delight is that you want to be born again after death. So you have this desire to maintain it. As you can see, the pregnant woman is actually confirming the birth after death. In other words, means you died and you went to mother's womb, and then mother is actually taking care of the baby. In other words, confirming the birth. You died, but you are okay. And she will make sure the baby will be born. She will try her best to make sure that the baby will be born. Now you can see we have doubt at the dying part of the curve. And as we said before, the adherence to rules and observances in the middle. The identity view consisting of delight, that is the self view created at 5-5 in previous slide, and it has got subtle permanency compared to the one in slide 3. Why are we saying it's subtle permanency? You see, at 5.3, step 3 of round 5, the perception, that we have this aging of perception, what is called jara dhamma, aging of perception. So if that happened, then our mind has got the sickness because of that aging perception. So therefore, we are saying we have a subtle permanency compared to the previous permanency. The volition due to permanency of pleasure in the identity view at 5-5 go inside misapprehension. So therefore, it is going to this Silabhata Paramasa, adherence to rules and observances. Now to understand this one, you can see that our view value is declined here. The permanency, so whatever permanency we had before was sort of declined. That's why it's subtle. That is what we said, subtle. But we are okay because of the delight. One good example to explain this one would be, let us say, a young couple and a baby is there. Let us say husband is working, wife is not working. So wife would cook and look after the baby. So they think they can exist this way. But unfortunately, let us say there was an accident and then husband died. So now you can see that view that we can exist is sort of broken. But this woman Maybe she will cook sting hoppers or something, some food, and then sell it. And then somehow baby and grown up now, let her have a good education, and then probably her daughter is now a doctor. This lady is now saying, although my husband passed away, but I didn't give up. I cook and sold those sting hoppers and so on. I let her study. And when she is actually saying it, isn't she really happy? You see, although this, the view value decline, and she has the delight. The delight value is actually maintaining the stream of consciousness. So that's how we should be understanding this slide. So let us go to slide number 5. After step 4, round 6, that is after delight entering misapprehension, we have eye making. At this stage, we take form as in the self, attaniva rupa. And we seek delight in form due to eye making. The identity view now aligns with feeling and perception. And this occurs after step 4 of round 7. Now you can see there is in this diagram, we have a mark, former self here, between perception and feeling. That is, here we go after forms. The former self means, before the contact of the form, the idea in one's mind regarding the form, thinking there is something in the form. That is what is meant by former self. This has to be understood. Something like a dancing person. You see, dancing person is looking for a song that is suitable for his dance. An example would be, let us say, in a musical festival, where Michael Jackson is singing and people are dancing. Now he is just about to stop the song and then people are shouting, one more, one more. Now if the organizer is putting a calming singer, maybe with a violin, then dancers are not happy. So we are dancing because of the song, and we now need a song that will keep us going on with this dancing. So that's how we should be understanding this. So now you can see the shifting of the identity view to the left, and it is aligning with the perception. The identity view consists of the arrogance because of eye making. It has pleasure, self, and permanency in addition to the conceit. So you can see here, you sort of see the things inside the arrogance in addition to the conceit, like pleasure, self, permanency. Adherence to rules and observances, silabhata paramasa, that one consisting of values of delight, self-view created at 5.5, and the subtle permanency as name and form here. Now, at this particular point, one can see, although the view value is declined, we have wrong view, because the stream of consciousness is lasting with delight. Remember that young couple's example. Husband died, but the delight was actually maintaining it. Remember, my making plus wrong view lead to eye making. We seek forms, then we become happy when we get them, and then conceit arise since we got them. In this case, the perception and volition are blended to the extent that we are unable to find the difference between my making and eye making. And this has a deeper meaning to understand this one. Let us say a man is in the top of a horse riding. So this man is the perception. The horse head considered as volition, then man is actually top of the host, means he is on the top of misapprehension. So when the, you know, this man is now arrogant, you know, he is actually top of the host and I am above and other people are below. So, you know, sometimes you can see policemen on streets on the top of the horse. So here my making is on the top and I making is in the bottom. Now when they are, when the horse and the man on the top and they are together and, you know, they are arrogant. And then sometimes since the horse head is lower than that of man, horse can go through a low line, cloth line or something. But the man has to bend his body to avoid it. So in that case, they are not sort of together. So when the man is top of the horse and he is arrogant. So let us go to slide 6. At step 2 of round 8, we have pressure value assigned to the form via underlying tendencies to views. So you can see underlying tendencies to views is pointing at the form, saying it's pressurable. So we contact the form with barb of lust, raga salva. So the identity view will shift to the left and align with contact. In this manner, we regard form as self, rupang attato sammupassati, because of view of self, attanuditti. Here we assign a value to the form as pressurable. The identity view, sakkayaditti, consisting of that value and the lust for that value. Remember that young couple's example, husband died and then mother was somehow producing the string hoppers or something and selling, educate the child. When mother is talking about how she educate the child, she is happy and there is lust for it. So now we understand the marking at the contact, passa, 5 strand of sense pressures in Vammika Sutta, and also the 9th one, passion of delight, the Nandiraga in Vammika Sutta, and tail discourse. So we have 4 notes starting from the slide 3. So now these 4 notes are forming a table. So let us go to slide number 7. So we have summarized on those 4 slides, those notes. So here we have the row number 1, 2, 3, 4. And the top, the identity view, sakkayaditti, the adherence to rules and observances, silabbata paramas, and the doubt, vichikicca. So first row, you can see that 5-5, the self and the permanency because of pleasure is in the identity view. And then adherence to rules and observances has pleasure. Now there is this doubt regarding pleasure, because you are not sure, you know, when the air is coming towards your side, you are in the beach and you are happy, the wind is coming. And when it is going away also, we can't be that much happy. So there is this doubt. And then second row, you can see the delight, the self, and the subtle permanency in the identity view. And then the adherence to rules and observances, we have permanency because of pleasure. Now you can see whatever thing in the row 1 identity view is copied to the adherence, because we are swimming from consciousness to the form, consciousness, volition, and this is the 6-4 we are talking about here in the row 2. So we are going from volition to perception and doubtful whether it is permanent, because death occurred at the step 2 of round 4. And the third row, you can see the eye making, that ahinkara. You can remember that the dancing person is looking for a song that is matching to his dance. And then there is this delight in the second column. adherence to rules and observances, self, and subtle permanency. Now you can see it is actually copied from the row to first column. And we are doubtful whether it is delight, because sickness already occurred at round 6, step 4. And then the fourth row, we have passion of delight, Nandiraga. We have assigned pleasure value to the form. Eye making as a perception is in the second column. And then is it befitting to regard the eye making perception as mine is in the third column under doubt. We explain how we look at this Dhamma. We are going from birth to aging, consciousness to volition. And the aging to sickness, volition to perception. And the sickness to death, perception to form. So you can see, fifth round, step 3, this one started with the reversing of this perception of permanency. So we are going backward. At the eighth round, we started going from perception to the form and sickness to death. So you can see round 5, 6, 7, 8, death, we have death. And round 1, 2, 3, 4, we have birth. Now you have a meditation here. And this is the meditation. You start with the rightmost column of the second row. Doubtful whether it is permanent. In other words, what it says is, if it is impermanent, subject to suffering, is it befitting to regard as mine? So you start from the second row, rightmost column, and then you go down. If it is impermanent, subject to suffering, is it befitting to regard as mine? For this part, you can also think about that bell-shaped curve, dying side of the curve. So dying side of the curve, C2 side. And then you start with the third column of the bottom row. And what it says is, if it is not befitting to regard as mine, then is it worth having passion of delight for it? So you are coming to the left side, to the first column. If it is not befitting to regard as mine, then is it worth having passion of delight? Now you are going, starting from the fourth row, you are going to the top. And that is what is written here. If it is not worth having passion of delight for it, then is it pleasurable or suffering? Certainly pleasurable. A monk asks Venerable Sariputta, what is suffering, what is pleasure? And Venerable Sariputta said, if you are born, then it is suffering. If you are not born, then there is no suffering. So you can see it's certainly pleasurable. So this is the meditation. So start from the second row, third column, going down and coming to the left. And then you are going to the top of the column. And the meditation is written over here. There is this subtle permanency, which we can look at what is meant by this subtle sukuma in Pali. So let us go to slide 8. So the word subtle applies to form, feeling, perception, volitional formation and consciousness. Subtle form, the control faculty of femininity, physical nutriment, the element space is infinite, they all include subtle form. And then feeling associated with unskilled state of mind is gross. Unskilled means akusal. Feeling associated with the skill state of the mind is subtle, kusala. And then you can see it's a relative term, feeling associated with neither skilled nor unskilled state of the mind is subtle. That is this akusala vedana, olarika in Pali. Kusala abhyakata vedana is sukuma. Abhyakata, dhamma, dhamma that are not skilled, kusala, or that are also not akusala, unskilled. The fruit of attainment, imperturbable volitional formations like space is infinite, comes under this category. But if you think that I will live with such dhamma, like space is infinite, then the permanence in first column of the previous slide, first column, will occur. The perception born of eye, ear, nose, tongue, body are gross. You see, you see, look at someone and then you see this person is beautiful and then next millisecond you find a pimple or something and then that you get the aversion. So then perception born of eye, ear, etc. gross. Perception born of mind is subtle. Remember the tendency to views, the tiyamse, it is actually pointing at the form and it says pleasure. So that sort of perceptions born of mind, they are subtle. Volitional formations associated with unskilled state of the mind is gross. Volitional formations associated with skilled state of the mind is subtle. Similarly, consciousness associated with unskilled state of the mind is gross. Consciousness associated with skilled state of the mind is subtle. So that's how we need to understand the subtle thing. We learn what is our meditation is. So what you do for the meditation, you can start with slide number 2. Then you can see what we are actually looking for. We are seeking the self view. These slides are actually showing you that you are actually find along the way. This slide 2 diagram is a very important one. You can see the all the Dhamma is actually here. Our problem is shown, the form and the volitional formations. And so the third slide, you can see there is this curve, and we explain how this curve is reversing. So the reversing curve comes and then it is overlapping at the point of C2 of the forward curve and the A2 in the back from the backward curve. And then two things added together, two halves. So then you get an identity view, which you can now remember using that small child example where he lost the wristwatch and then his uncle gave one. So he's so happy now. It came from two sides and it didn't actually, this curve didn't disappear. It is actually making a flat thing. And the next one, slide 4, you can see this, we are talking about round 6, step 4. The two curves are meeting at the point of name and form. And so then we get this identity view, Sakkayaditti, aligning with this name and form. With this one, you can remember using the example of that young couple where husband passed away from accident and then wife somehow prepare some meals and sort of thing, and then she sold them, and then by selling those things she managed to educate her child. Although view is broken, the husband is passed away, so view is broken, but now this stream is now maintained from the delight. So and then the fifth slide, you can see the identity view now aligned with the perception, which you can remember using the example of that dancing person, and he's looking for a song that is matching his dance. So there is this arrogance here, always as we've been explaining all the time. Whatever value we had in the identity view in the previous slide is getting copied to the Silabhata Paramasa, that is this adherence to rules and observances. And that is step 2 of round 8. So we are going for the form. So this tendency to view is actually pointing the form, you know, take it. So we have pressure assigned to the form via this underlying tendency to views. And so it is aligning with the contact. So these 4 nodes in these slides are actually forming a diagram. So your meditation, you start with the 2nd row, 3rd column. If it is impermanent, subject to suffering, is it befitting to regard as mine? And then you are saying, if it is not befitting to regard as mine, then is it worth having passion of delight for it? And then you are saying, if it is not worth having passion of delight for it, this delight means desire to be born after death, then is it pleasurable or suffering? So certainly it is pleasurable. So that's the meditation.